This is the Turf Zone Podcast, your central information and news hub, bringing together professionals from turf associations across multiple states to share things to help you in your business. Brought to you in partnership with our friends at the Pennsylvania Turfgrass Council. Now, let's get in the zone.
Welcome to the Turf Zone. In this episode, we feature an article titled, Dr. McNitt Looks Back on 30 Years in Turf Science. Looking back over a 30-year career in turf science at Penn State University, Dr. Andrew McNitt says that he has lived by one watchword. There are no missteps. Stay open to opportunity. As the director of Penn State's Center for Sports Surface Research, Dr. McNitt conducts research on athletic field surfaces and golf green construction and maintenance. He is also program coordinator for the 4-year Turfgrass Science major, administering the certificate, associate, bachelor's, and master's programs offered through Penn State's World Campus Online Learning. He was inducted into Penn State's University College of Agricultural Science Academy of Teaching Excellence in 2010. He was inducted into Penn State University's College of Agricultural Sciences Academy of Teaching Excellence in 2010. Dr. McNitt is also co-owner of a soil testing service and is currently the technical advisor to the NFL Groundskeepers Organization. No missteps. True to his own motto, Andrew McNitt's career path in turf science was a roundabout one. His first interest in small fruit horticulture led him to work on a strawberry farm, hoping to gain experience he could use in building his own fruit farm. However, a severe hailstorm at the beginning of his first season destroyed the crop and diverted his path to cooperative extension. Later, a job offer from Philadelphia County Extension took him out of his rural comfort zone and into a world of city politics and composting sewage sludge to improve urban athletic fields. An MA and a PhD later, he was doing research at Penn State with mentors Dr. Waddington and Dr. Landschut, and was deeply involved in the academic side of turf science. At the same time as he was building his academic career, Dr. McNitt was able to fulfill a lifelong goal, to work with the NFL. Soil testing work in Cleveland had led to requests for sod and drainage advice from Philadelphia, Heinz Field, and PNC Park. In 2006, Tony Leonard, in Philadelphia, formed the NFL Groundskeepers Organization and invited Dr. McNitt to serve as a technical advisor. In that role, he has also been instrumental in developing the standards for the NFL Field Certification Program using a roster of independent inspectors. When asked what has given him the most satisfaction in his career, his answer was immediate: watching my students succeed. He said that as he became established in his own career over the years, he became more and more aware of Penn State's unique culture of care for student success, even long after graduation. It helped him when he was finding his way as a recent graduate and new extension agent, and he, in turn, has done his best to make sure his students benefit from the same kind of attention and support. CAFMO is a great outreach tool for that purpose, he notes. It gives students the opportunity to interact with turf professionals from all over the country, and it allows for a strong connection between the academic side and the hands-on side of the profession. CAFMO's role. Dr. McNitt and CAFMO grew up together professionally, so to speak. He watched Don Fowler, his son Jeff, and Dan Douglas take the idea of a professional support organization and build it into what he calls the best SFMA chapter in the country. When he was developing new projects, he was often able to turn to CAFMO to provide the initial seed funding, which attracted matching funds for research. And he says that some of his best research ideas have come from CAFMO's practitioners' questions. A frequent speaker at CAFMO events, he values the friendships he's made over the years. In answer to the question of what he thinks CAFMO should focus on in the near future, he is emphatic: the next generation. Other goals, like honing efficiency, documenting best practices, and developing showcase fields to attract support and funds, are worthy, but they take second place to cultivating the next generation of turf science professionals. Succession planning is important not just for leadership roles, but for the health of the whole organization. He recalls other successful organizations which lost their strong foundations and had to be rebuilt when all of the founders retired at the same time. And some of CAFMO's strongest founders are approaching retirement, he points out. Luckily, the Penn State tradition of involving students and graduates early and often helps, and CAFMO is proactively working to raise awareness and interest in turf science as early as the high school level. Dream job. Dr. McNitt also offers his perspective to young people entering the field. While you are young, try as many different things as you can, he advises. Don't be afraid to relocate. Your first job is probably not going to be your dream job, but if you don't leave your comfort zone, you'll never know what your dream job could turn out to be. So many young people try to map out a whole career before they even start, he says. But there will always be bumps in the road, and he remembers that his first disappointing job on the strawberry farm is what led him down a new and rewarding path. There are no missteps if you stay open to opportunity. Jeff Fowler sums it up when he says, Dr. McNitt has had an incredible impact on CAFMO and on the turf grass industry in general. His knowledge, research, and very practical teaching approach will be missed in the industry. Dr. McNitt will be retiring from Penn State at the end of August 2023, but the industry has not yet seen the last of him, he says. His other proudest accomplishment and dream role, his connection with the NFL, will continue. He laughs when he talks about his wife's advice on the matter. Stay on at Penn State and retire from the NFL. He agrees that if he wanted a peaceful and stress-free retirement, that would be the way to go. Clearly, he is not ready for that yet. For all resources associated with this article, check out our show notes. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also visit us at theturfzone.com.
You've been listening to The Turf Zone. For more episodes of The Turf Zone, visit theturfzone.com and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app.